Welcome to Awakening Genius. This is a podcast and community dedicated to your inspiration and your elevation so that you can live fully creatively expressed. I'm your guide, Dijon. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned in to get lifted. Peace, family. I hope everyone is doing well out there. I got a really exciting piece of news I want to share, and that is that the Awakening Genius container is open. This is a four-week program we've created to accelerate your transformation. Each week, we go through a different aspect of becoming a fully empowered and embodied creator. Week one, we focus on breathwork and kundalini so we can connect with creative energy. Week two, we have different movement experts and different modalities to help us ground that creative energy and life force into our body. Week three, we connect with our emotions through journaling and transform it into poetry with the help of a few experts in the poetic realm. And then in week four, we deal with the practical aspects of being a creative by diving into financial literacy and specifically cryptocurrency. So if you're ready to get activated, head on over to awakeninggenius.club, check out the page, and if it resonates, sign up and join us. And remember, the point of this whole podcast is self-realization through creative expression. And this is one way we can come together to be seen, to share, to connect, to create, and to grow. Once again, that is awakeninggenius.club, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Peace. All right, let's get into the episode. We got an exciting episode today. I got Andrew Seely in my house right now. He is a prolific yogi. He is the creator and founder of the Yoga Reveal podcast. And today he's going to drop something really special. He's going to share how to align to your purpose. Thanks for being here today, Andrew.
Yes, indeed. Blessings, and it's a great honor to be here with you today. Dijon, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic. We just shared a great meal. Got our mind and stomachs right.
That's the truth.
And now we're ready to hear this wisdom of yours. I believe you're going to start us off with a poem that you wrote today.
That is the truth. Today is the last day of July, and it just so happens that I went to go teach a private session, as I do on most days, and my private client was dealing with a conundrum. He felt that he no longer was in line or in attunement with his purpose. And he recently quit his job and decided that working for the man, quote unquote, wasn't his dharma anymore, wasn't his path. And so I told him that he should, after yoga practice, take at least 15 minutes of meditation to truly allow himself to visualize what it felt like to be fully free. And in the time that he did that, I wrote this poem that I'd like to share with you today.
Thank you so much.
So it starts out like this. Never doubt your vision. Tap into precision. Quiet down and listen. Success is more than a mission. Elevate to your cause. Stillness, press pause. Be your own boss. Serve all to fully floss. You are a loving being of light. Have no fear. Receiving your calling when your receiver is clear. Align your spine and lend your ear. Mindful action indeed. Non-attachment plus faith. A way will always appear. Let go of the past and move into the wow. Presence is key and always the how. with your words as your bond, you take a vow. Witness the beauty of patience and the power of now.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, indeed.
Man, I feel so honored that you would share that, because we were hanging out here a few weeks ago and you were sharing some beautiful poetry then, but you said you didn't really share it anywhere. So I feel like we're getting a major blessing right now.
Yeah, I was actually at lunch today with a great friend of mine, Mickey, and she told me that I'd really need to start sharing my poems. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep you to sharing your artwork if you keep me to sharing your poems. And she's an incredible artist, and not a lot of people see her drawing art, her fine art, but they see her yoga art. And so, same thing, you know, we all got to keep each other accountable for continuing to share our multi dimensions and multi facets of beauty.
Most definitely. I feel like that's what a crew is all about, right? Bringing the best of each other out and into the world.
Yeah, that's the truth. And that's really, I feel, the basis of having a community that uplifts and fulfills you in helping you to become the best version of yourself.
Yeah, and we've actually been connected for a few years now. There was that picture of us and Envision that Fish took from like 2 or 3 years ago, where we didn't really know each other then, but we were already in the same orbit. And now here we are co-creating things together. We have that yoga event tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really grateful that we're connected, because I feel that you are a very vibrant being and very like tapped into your center and always providing for people and supporting people, whether it's getting them to come to yoga classes or making them food or buying them food. You just have a wellspring of creativity emitting from your center. And I'm just wondering how it is that you got so connected with yourself, and if you have any insight on how other people can connect with their center in the same way.
I have 7 steps to deep connection, because I feel that connection happens to be the most important thing that we can cultivate, because connection is what helps us bring ourselves back to source, and we're in attunement with source at all times. It's just a matter of how clean our antenna is. So we got to keep that antenna really nice and clean so that we can receive those messages and become the most clear channel to represent our full expression of divine light that is our vibration. So 7 steps, you want to hear them right now?
Breaking them off with it.
Let me break it down. First things first, always and forever stay true to your heart. Second step, mindful meditation at least twice a day. Third step, move your body, free your mind. Fourth step, eat close to the earth, meaning plants, veggies, greens, simple things. Fifth step, be kind to thy neighbor. Each and every single one of us is a brother, a sister, a mother, a lover, a wonderful human being that's here to uplift the vibration. Sixth step, be conscientious and sustainable to your environment. That which is around us is what helps to fertilize our growth and bring us to the highest sense of wealth, health, and abundance in our life. The 7th step is to truly align with your purpose. And that's a combination of all the 6 steps that we've talked about before. And I feel strongly that when you do align yourself with your purpose, that's when you're allowed to work freely in this magical realm of abundance.
Wonderful. Breaking it down, just 1 to 7 easy steps for living your purpose. Some of you may follow Andrew over on Instagram, and you see all the cool stuff he does and all the wonderful locations all over the world. And this is the blueprint. This is his personal instruction on how to live the life of your dreams the way he lives the life of his dreams. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you so much for having me, Dijon. It's an absolute honor to be able to shine and to share the magical like mind, because birds of a feather do flock together and we're flying high.
Yeah. All right. We'll write down those 7 steps in the show notes. And if you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram @DijonBowden. If you want to connect with Andrew, where can the people find you?
People can find me at Andrew7Seely. That's my website. That's my Instagram, my Facebook, all the jam. Check you there. Live light, shine bright, keep it true to the heart, and always be true to your art. Blessings.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of Awakening Genius and that you feel closer to embodying your full creative expression. If you like what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Connect with us on social media at Awakening Genius. And if you want to go deeper into anything we talked about on this episode, you can go to awakeninggenius.club. This is Dijon. Much love. Peace.